but not because they failed to obey established rules of military science. The best military historians, in fact, do recognize the difficulty in stating rules of generalship. They do not speak of a science of war, but rather of a pattern of military behavior that cannot be taught or stated precisely, but that somehow or other sometimes helps in winning battles. This is called the art of war. In the same spirit, I think that one should not hope for a science of science, the formulation of any definite rules about how scientists do or ought to behave, but only aim at a description of the sort of behavior that historically has led to scientific progress, an art of science. Chapter 6. Beautiful Theories. When on some gilded cloud or flower my gazing soul would dwell an hour, and in those weaker glories spy some shadows of eternity. Henry Vaughan, The Retreat. In 1974, Paul Dirac came to Harvard to speak about his historic work as one of the founders of modern quantum electrodynamics. Toward the end of his talk, he addressed himself to our graduate students and advised them to be concerned only with the beauty of their equations, not with what the equations mean. It was not good advice for students, but the search for beauty in physics was a theme that ran throughout Dirac's work, and indeed throughout much of the history of physics. Some of the talk about the importance of beauty in science has been little more than gushing. I do not propose to use this chapter just to say more nice things about beauty. Rather, I want to focus more closely on the nature of beauty in physical theories, on why our sense of beauty is sometimes a useful guide and sometimes not, and on how the usefulness of our sense of beauty is a sign of our progress toward a final theory. A physicist who says that a theory is beautiful does not mean quite the same thing that would be meant in saying that a particular painting or a piece of music or poetry is beautiful. It is not merely a personal expression of aesthetic pleasure. It is much closer to what a horse trainer means when he looks at a racehorse and says, "That is a beautiful horse." The horse trainer is, of course, expressing a personal opinion, but it is an opinion about an objective fact, that on the basis of judgments that the trainer could not easily put into words, this is the kind of horse that wins races. Of course, different horse trainers may judge a horse differently. That is what makes horse racing. But the horse trainer's aesthetic sense is a means to an objective end, the end of selecting horses that win races. The physicist's sense of beauty is also supposed to serve a purpose. It is supposed to help the physicist select ideas that help us to explain nature.